was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Watch your weather tomorrow. Not bad. Typically winter weather with a parade of weaker systems crossing the country. The headline, though, is going to be snow. Lake effect accumulations off Erie and Ontario and from a developing system on the Front Range of the Rockies. Locally heavy feet of snow in both locations. Along the northeast corner, though, dry. 40s, low 50s down to D.C. Showers for the Carolinas back into eastern Tennessee and along the I-10 corridor over the Florida Panhandle. Rest of the Great Lakes, cloudy and cold. Struggling to get above freezing in Chicago on WLS. North, central, southern plains will be dry, up to 64 in Dallas at WBAB. Then the heavy snow from eastern Montana down to northern New Mexico. Now, that system will plug into new Gulf moisture starting tomorrow. Oh, and don't forget the next Pacific storm. Mountain snow and valley rains from Washington State down to Northern California. No emergencies, but now you are prepared, and your local forecast is coming up. And if you've got any questions, email me, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
It's Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Oak Island, Treasure, Silver, Swamp. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
When we all fall asleep, where do we go? By Billie Eilish. That's the only winner so far that I see. Wait, I'm looking at the Grammy results because it's a live show we do, live on Sunday night, and we're actually aware of pop culture. When we fall asleep, where do we go? Billie Eilish. This Land by Gary Clark. He wins the Songwriter Award. Father of the Bride, Vampire Weekend. And Come Home, Anderson Park featuring Andre. I don't know any of these songs. And it's not like, you know, you're out of touch. I'm not out of touch. I have teenage kids. Believe me, I'm not out of touch. But, oh, my gosh. Listen, this is terrible news that we've had today. Just the worst possible news.
According to TMZ, Kobe Bryant and at least three other people were in his private helicopter when the crash happened. I want to be very clear here. Fox has not been able to independently confirm this just yet, but TMZ and other local outlets are reporting that Kobe Bryant died in this helicopter crash. The LA County Sheriff's Office confirming that five people died in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California, but they have not said who exactly was on that helicopter. So right now there is an intense response around that scene. Fire trucks are there. Lots of law enforcement officials, the NTSB on the way. Kobe Bryant, of course, widely regarded as one of the greatest basketball players of all time. He is just perhaps one of the biggest stars in all of Los Angeles. He played his entire 20-year career with the LA Lakers. He won five NBA championships. And now, by all of these reports, it appears that Kobe Bryant has passed away in this helicopter crash.
It's a horror. And over again, we see these small single-engine planes, these helicopters. Just don't get in them. I would never get in a helicopter. I would never get in a helicopter, but it's a tragedy and terrible. Then I start to watch the Grammys tonight, and I figure, well, I'm a professional talk show host. I should watch the beginning of the Grammys. I should know what's going on with the Grammys, and I'm watching, and I'm like, well, it's 10 past the hour, and there's Alicia Keys all celebrating and being sad. And then it's 15 past the hour, and now it's at 35 minutes past the hour of 8:35 Eastern time, and still no awards. I had to stop watching after 35 minutes because I had to prepare for the show here. Mostly that means, hello, do you hear me? Do you hear me? That's how we prepare for the show. Hello, can anyone hear me? Hello. And there were no announcements. There was no awards given by 35 minutes past the hour. When did they finally give the first announcement? When was the first announcement of a winner? When did they first announce a winner? Anybody know that? Could you share that with me? 888 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Yes, I'm Walter Sterling. I'm live for you on a Sunday night.
I'm a radio company market manager. I get to control the barter for all the restaurants in a 10-block area. I used to work in the hardware department. A media big shot saw me in the screw department and said I was qualified to work in media. Now, you want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our schedule? Well, only one thing matters. Who else is airing Sterling on Sunday?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Pete Spriggs, WSB, number one in Atlanta.
Number one in Atlanta. What an honor to be on WSB in Atlanta. It really is an honor. When I say it, I'm like, whoa, I'm on WSB, and I don't know anything. All right, let's you and I talk about this amazing Grammys. Not the Grammy Awards, but the chaos in the Grammys head office. The chaos. A story took place this week that was so huge, I can't believe it was consistently buried under the rug. Buried! Big news at the Grammys office. The CEO left. I don't know what the circumstances were, and I don't care. The CEO left. A woman who said there was sexism and racism and a lack of diversity and all the usual crap for anybody whining. But that wasn't the news. The news was what her assistant said about her. What she said about the CEO of the Grammys, who has left, what her assistant said about her was breathtaking. It was revolutionary. It was mind-blowing. And I can't wait to talk about it with you tonight. This is Sterling on Sunday. I love forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. 4hims is a website, a company dedicated to products for men. They have hair products, skin lotions, and tea. That's right, 4hims sells tea that guys like. But more importantly, you and I have special needs, and our special needs are that a lot of guys over the age of 40 have trouble getting and maintaining an erection. 40% of men by the age of 40 struggle from not being able to get and maintain an erection. Guys do dumb things. They go to wacky potions and injections. You don't need that. You need medicine. The little blue pill. It used to be crazy expensive. Now, it's a generic drug. It's totally reasonable. Go to forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. And they will connect you with a real doctor who will interview you and then approve you or not for the little blue pill. It's a prescription for medicine, because what is this? It's a medical condition. It's not a social failure. It's not a failure you didn't go to the gym. It happens to guys over 40. Don't worry about it. Get the solution, the little blue pill. Go to forhims.com/Walter. Let's toast to our biggest year yet. Try 4hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds of bucks if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember that 4hims.com/Walter. Remember, that's 4hims.com/Walter. I love CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com makes products made from the hemp plant. What's that mean? It means all the benefits of marijuana without any of the problems. You don't need a prescription. You don't need a doctor. You don't need the police. You don't need to go to a store. This is an amazing product that, what does it do? It removes our pain. I had terrible pain in my thumbs months ago, and I ordered CB Distillery products. I didn't know anything about them. I got their salve. I put it on my thumbs, and the pain went away when? Now. Not in a half hour, not in an hour, 10 minutes. No, I put it on, pain went away. Done. CBDistillery.com products. Then I said to our sales weasels, why don't you go out and get this as a client? And they did. I'm so proud I'm able to talk about CBDistillery.com/products. When you order something, enter the promo code Walter. the promo code Walter. That way my kids get to go to college. CBDistillery.com. The Grammy organization, it's an organization. You know, it isn't just like they show up on stage. It's a big deal production. The Grammy organization had a CEO, and she just left like 2 weeks before the awards, right? But what's more amazing is that her assistant also left. Now, let me find this story, because I just realized it would be a lot better if I had some actual robust facts. One moment, please. Her assistant has filed a suit. Their CEO is on leave. And her assistant, hold on. Let's see what it says, because you got to hear this. You won't believe this. It's like, what? Ousted CEO Deborah Dugan accuses Recording Academy of rampant misconduct. Okay, that's terrible. But discrimination opportunity. The president. The news comes 5 days after. Leave of absence. Hold on a second. The filing charges at Dugan under discrimination. 1 second. I gotta get this exactly right, because it's more dramatic if you just hear all the actual details rather than me rambling on. I thought I'd find it quickly, but you never find it quickly when you're on the air. Hold on. Why isn't this hard? Yeah, Deborah Dugan, ousted chief, sexual discrimination, ousted CEO, files EEO complaint. It's a big mess here. Deborah Dugan's attorneys. Deborah Dugan, assistant. I know this is terrible radio. It's like the worst thing I could do. Ah. Aha. 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 Executive assistant preparing lawsuit against ousted Grammy chief. In the latest twist in the increasingly bitter exit of Deborah Dugan from the Recording Academy. After just 5 months, she was only there 5 months, the ousted president CEO is about to face a lawsuit from her former assistant, Claudine Little, who has retained a lawyer. The news was first reported, blah, blah, blah. Glazer and reps for Dugan and the Academy did not immediately respond, but the lawsuit would allege that Dugan caused an untenable situation in the executive offices and that included verbal abuse and mistreatment. Although this little person was the executive assistant to Dugan's predecessor, Neil Portnow, for 17 years, it has not been officially confirmed by the Academy as the senior female executive. All right. Here's what this woman is saying. She's saying that her boss, she is a woman. She's saying that her boss caused an untenable situation in the executive offices that included verbal abuse and mistreatment. A woman is suing a woman boss for bullying. A woman is suing a woman CEO for bullying. Not for sexual harassment. It's not a woman assistant suing a guy. It's a woman suing a woman. This hasn't happened before in our Me Too times. I'm looking at this and I'm like, well, first of all, it's one of the few, maybe the only one I've seen come down the line that is not a lawsuit about sexual harassment or inappropriate behavior. Instead, it's about the inappropriate behavior of bullying. And when this first started to happen, I kept wondering, well, when is anybody going to sue the bullies? The CEOs that I have seen bully men until they were a shell of themselves. I've known CEOs who were such rotten bullies that they turned male executives into shells of themselves, that you could see they were empty inside, they were hollow inside, they had been cleaned out inside like Drano by the bullying from a male boss, and they hung on to those jobs by their fingernails because they had a pregnant wife, or they had a college tuition coming, or they had a mortgage to pay, and the bully boss took advantage of it. The bully boss was nasty as hell for years. But here we have a woman assistant accusing, hasn't been proven, accusing a female boss, a female CEO, of being a jerk. That's what it is, of being a jerk. And I am thrilled, delighted, that this suit has been filed. I hope it's not true. I hope it turns out it's totally untrue, that it was just stuff made up. But I say, you know, who's texting me? But I say it's about time. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. We can talk about this because haven't you wondered why no one who's been bullied at work filed any lawsuits about being bullied at work? Can't we all just calm down? For years, at home, if one member of the marriage bullied the other member of the marriage, that was called irreconcilable differences, and somebody would file for divorce because they were tired of being yelled at. They were just tired of being yelled at. They didn't want to be yelled at anymore. But no one has had the courage until now to file a lawsuit, whether or not it turns out to be true, to file a suit against a bullying boss. Claudine Little has retained an attorney, and two sources tell Variety the news was first reported by Showbiz 411, which said the lawsuit would allege, hasn't been filed yet, the lawsuit would allege that Dugan, the CEO of the Recording Academy, Dugan caused an untenable situation in the executive offices that included verbal abuse and mistreatment. I hope it's not true, but if she filed suit, a woman against a woman, good for her. If it turns out to be true, I'm sorry she had to file a suit. I hope everything calms down. I hope for reconciliation, but there won't be any. The fact is, there are thousands of bullies in the workplace, and they haven't been called out yet. Instead, some poor schlub who works on the loading dock, who says to a female employee, "Hey, you look great today." He's dragged in front of HR. He's told, you know, you can never say to a woman that she looks great again. What a horrible insult to say to a woman, "You look great today." What a horrible thing that is to say to a woman. Terrible, insensitive thing. You insensitive man. But here we finally have it. We finally have the ousted president CEO of the Recording Academy, after just 5 months, is about to face a lawsuit from her former assistant, Claudine Little, who has retained a big shot lawyer to represent her. Two sources tell Variety, the news was first reported, blah, 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 which said, quote, the lawsuit would allege that Dugan caused an untenable situation in the executive offices that included verbal abuse and mistreatment. When the Me Too crap started coming down, when the serious allegations started coming down, didn't you hear those and think, boy, you know, I can think of a lot of situations that are terrible where a boss has been bullying, yelling, screaming, belittling. Where are the lawsuits about that? And Claudine Little is filing the first one that I know of against a CEO of a big organization, saying, wait a minute, this woman bullied me and harassed me and made fun of me and said in an untenable situation in the office, and she's considering filing suit. That's amazing to me that it's one, that it's taken this long, and two, it's a woman against a woman. It's a woman against a woman. It's not some bad man. A bad man did things. A bad man. You know, the fact is, a very unpopular statement I'm about to make. It has been my experience that in at work too often, bad things are done to women by other women. Fred in Palm Springs, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Fred, at 888-688-WALT. Hello, Fred. I can't hear Fred. Hello, Fred. Hello.
Hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, don't be on a speaker when you go on the radio. How are you doing, Fred?
Oh, sorry about that. I was trying to cook some food.
Why would you be on a speaker? Why would you be on a speaker when you go on the radio? That can only make
food.
Things harder.
I didn't get to be that quickly.
Yeah.
I appreciate the topic. I was a former TV producer for the Jerry Springer Show, and I worked on, obviously with the entertainment industry, and some of the worst bullies are the people that run these TV shows.
The worst. Like, the worst. Yeah. The worst.
I mean, this guy, let's just call him R.D., he's actually was a friend of mine before I got the job, but he would just have people, walk out of his office, like you said, like a quivering lump of human flesh. But the thing is, it never bothered me that much. One time he was getting on me about it, he said, "This isn't affecting you when I'm screaming and yelling at you." I go, "Yeah, well, my dad used to yell at me, so it doesn't bother me that much."
Hey, thanks very much for your call. Would you like to, wait, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there, yep.
Okay, would you like to guess our mystery voice?
Yeah.
I break him out of jail, and he shoots me. It's like, what's up with that?
Who do you think that is?
Well, I've been around a while. I would say maybe it's like the people that broke Timothy Leary out of jail. Maybe.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I'm Walter Sterling. Hi. I'm live on a Sunday night. It's you and me in the 18-wheeler. This is our new media room, the cab of the 18-wheeler, the four-wheeler with the really good comfy seats, the heated seats. That's what we need tonight, right? And it's just us. All the grown-ups have gone to bed. Thank God they've all gone to bed, because when they're around, you know what they do? They hand out forms. I don't need any more forms. There are three people in life. There are people who hand out forms, people who fill out forms, and people who say, "Oh yeah, I'll get to those forms soon. I've been meaning to do that." And then we never do. That's us. Because forms are stupid. We don't fit on a form, damn it. We're not forms people. Travis from Jacksonville, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Travis.
Hi, Walt.
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted to give a big thanks for the topic at hand, as far as the big giant versus the little person and people speaking up. And I just share that same sense of wow in regards to it being a woman allegedly filing suit against another woman.
I'm talking about the fact that the CEO of the Recording Academy, which controls the Grammys, has left that organization, and there appears to be a lawsuit about to be filed by her former assistant that she was a bully. She created an unhealthy atmosphere in the office, a hostile work environment. But the point is, it's a woman against a woman, not a woman, "Oh, a bad man did bad things to me." No, it's a woman against a woman. And I've been waiting for two things. One, when is a lawsuit happening of a woman against a woman? And when is a lawsuit happening by people against bullies in the workforce? Not just about sex, but about bullies.
Right.
Why does this topic appeal to you, sir?
Simply because I know that for myself, I've been with a company for over 10 years, and I don't want to say their name.
No.
Just to keep a target off my back. However, I've experienced certain things and have attempted to file suit, and it gets shut down before it even gets going.
Did you attempt to just have a conversation with them?
Yes. And the line is, "We'll get back to you." And it just never happens. conflict of interest is what it boils down to.
Before I was a talk show host, I was an executive. I wore Brooks Brothers suits. I had wingtip shoes. I had really shockingly big jobs for a man who has created Lesbians in Space. And I was an executive vice president at a company you've heard of. I was a vice president at another company that you've heard of. And I know for a fact that most companies would much rather have the conversation than the lawsuit. Because the lawsuit is a problem, especially if it's a publicly held company. Let me tell you something. If you're working for a publicly held company, and you file a lawsuit or you file a formal complaint, a whistleblower complaint, that complaint, thanks to Sarbanes-Oxley, a law, goes to the board of directors. A copy of it goes to every member of the board of directors. They're terrified of that paperwork. They don't want anything like that. But more importantly, would you like to guess the mystery voice?
I'll save myself the embarrassment.
No, I think you should try.
I break him out of jail, and he shoots me. It's like, what's up with that?
You can either guess the actor, or the character, or the TV show that he was on.
He was on. Let's just go with Stacey Dash.
I'm sorry, it's not, but it's nothing to be embarrassed about. Anything on this show is far more embarrassing than anything you might say. You're way ahead. Thanks very much for your call. Now, let's take a look at the Grammy results. The Grammy results, so far, Best Country Duo, Speechless, Dan and Shay. Best Pop Solo, Truth Hurts by Lizzo. Oh, we love that. That was so good. Record of the Year, they haven't done that yet. Old Town Road was the Best Pop Duo. Dance Electric Field, Got to Keep On. The Chemical Brothers was the winner. No Geography, The Chemical Brothers the winner in Best Dance. Best Contemporary Instrumental Album, Metavulsion. And then, and Best Rock Performance, This Land by Gary Clark Jr. Best Metal Performance, by Tool, Tempest. And then it goes into their strange categories we'd understand, like Best Jazz Solo Performance with a acoustic guitar. We don't understand any of that. All right, coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to talk about the most insane wackiness that happened this week. What happens when grown-ups have too much free time? When grown-ups have too much free time, they start to make up problems. They make up problems. And that's what you and I saw in Washington this week. Plus, in just seconds, Gary Arnell will be with us. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling, and I love Blink Security. There are two very different instant replays. There's the instant replay during the big game Sunday, and that instant replay you just got on your smartphone of somebody encroaching in or around your home, like a raccoon or a bad person. Blink cameras are the ultimate goal line defense. They're motion activated. The minute something appears in front of these cameras, they are activated and they start to record a video that goes right to your smartphone. When your Blink camera detects something suspicious, you get an alert on your smartphone with a video replay of what Blink saw. And now you can save 20% on all cameras and systems during Blink's big game sale. Blink cameras are easy to set up. I set up my Blink cameras. I set them up right away. It was no problem. It was great. They're wire-free and run on two AA lithium batteries. That's right, no elaborate power system. They just run on two lithium batteries. And those batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home from anywhere using the easy Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no central office, and Blink works with Alexa. Alexa, let Blink help watch your home while you're watching the big game. Save 20% on indoor and outdoor cameras and systems now through Sunday, February 2nd at midnight Pacific time. Visit blinkprotect.com/defense. That's blinkprotect.com/defense. blinkprotect.com/defense. I put it right outside the laundry room, and I can see when my kids are coming to annoy me. blinkprotect.com/defense. All right, 888-688-WALT. That's Walt Sterling. Walt Sterling with Gary Arnell. Gary Arnell. Gary rummages through the news, rummages through the stories that he thinks may be of interest to you and me. He's a great broadcaster and a good friend of the show. Gary, what story have you found that's of captivating interest to us?
Well, what I found to be of captivating interest of you tonight is what people are going to consume at the Super Bowl parties next weekend. Now, I'm going to the list of what people normally see at these parties and their good items are, first of all, chicken wings is the number one thing. Now, PETA, if anybody from PETA is listening to this segment of the program tonight, strap yourself in, baby, because chicken wings are America's favorite Super Bowl snack. 1.4 billion wings with a B, Walter, expected to be eaten this year. And if you think that's a lot, I mean, I'm sitting here doing research on food for Super Bowl. We've got the Grammys, we got the Kobe Bryant story, but I'm immersed in this stuff. And compared to last year, 27 million more wings will be eaten this year. As I said, the warning was out. The red flag was out for PETA. Watch it. Now, the most popular foods, and then I'm going to give you just a quick rundown of what you should not have if you are hosting a Super Bowl party. Most popular, chicken wings, anything that's football-shaped. It could be your grandmother's old slipper dipped in gravy from Thanksgiving that you thawed from the freezer. If you shape it in the shape of a football, put an electric knife next to it, it'll be a hit. Potato skins, I don't care what you put in them, they're going to be a hit. Potato chips and dip, pizza, of course, pigs in a blanket, cocktail meatballs. What's the big deal with cocktail meatballs? Well, they're not really that terrific. It's the toothpick. That's what we find so damn attractive about them. Hot dogs, seven-layer dip. And if you're forced to choose between the hot dogs and the pigs in a blanket usually have cheese and a bacon-wrapped situation.
So what is it I'm supposed to eat?
You can eat any of these items. These are good items to eat. Right. They're not saying they're healthy, but generally they're the most available. Now, here are the things, Walter, that I would stay away from. And if you're hosting a party, I am suggesting you stay away from these things. The number one thing that comes to my mind, and people only go for this, Walt, because out of guilt, is the veggie platter. The pre-assembled, week-old veggie platter with broccoli that's limp, brown celery, unripe tomatoes. They pick it up in Walmart for about $9. It has a to-sell date that's either for that date or to use by or the day before. Walter, have you ever reached, let me ask you this, you got all this other good stuff that I was talking about a minute ago. Have you ever reached into the veggie platter and said, that's where I'm going to focus when I'm at a party?
There are people who do that. That's certainly not me. I'm a pigs in a blanket guy.
Me too, but there are people who do that. When I mentioned potato chips and dip, kale chips. Nobody wants, yes, kale chips, any kind of a salad, because you feel you got to put the salad out, the kale chips, the pre-assembled veggie platter. Yeah, there are people who like that and want to eat that and stay healthy, and I commend them, but these are not the biggest hits there. Anything that has skinny in the name, do not put out. And rounding out the list, you know, there's all this rage with fake meat right now. Every other commercial on television is with that. If you have vegetarians, you got to have something there. But no plant-based foods unless they are specifically requested. And sliders, Walter. Nobody wants the little slider from my research concerning the Super Bowl. They just want a regular old hamburger with Swiss cheese and the roll and the whole business, and that's it. So in the meantime, chicken wings is the big hit coming up next week. The healthy foods, yeah, have them there. just to please those people. But you'll be taking that vegetable platter back to Walmart. You'll be taking it back, saying it was limp, it was no good.
First of all,
going to eat it.
First of all,
yeah.
I used to say I have no interest in football.
Yes.
But the simple fact is, I find it painfully boring.
Yeah.
Unbelievably boring. And the reason is that I find it incredibly boring. And there's, I'll look at it, and play after play after play looks identical to me. So there's no way that I'm going to be watching this. Instead, next week. Now imagine the challenge in hell of doing a live radio show on Super Bowl night.
Right.
The morning shows, they don't have to compete with the Super Bowl or the Grammys or the Oscars or the Emmys. No, I do. Me. The reason that I'm on at this time and the morning shows are not on at this time is because I'm a better host. If they put those shows on the air, there'd be hash marks in the ratings. There would
be Walter,
no...
what is your counter programming on Super Bowl Sunday night?
Man sharing. Man sharing is the hot trend in Atlanta, WSB.
Yeah.
Is the
right.
Man sharing is the hot trend in Atlanta, and I will have a woman who's an expert on man sharing next week. That's what we're going to talk about, and we're going to have triple play of lesbians in space. We'll have man sharing and triple play of lesbians in space. That's what people want.
Now,
Joe from Atlanta, welcome to Sterling on Sunday with Gary Arnell. Hi, Joe.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Just a recent caller mentioned, a recent caller just mentioned about working for a Fortune 500 company, a publicly traded company, and they don't like the lawsuits and the paperwork.
I guess
I'm in a very similar situation where for the last several years I've been going through some really challenging times at work, and they ended up with two EEOC complaints and then a retaliation charge right after that. So I'm in that limbo of a year and a half, and they haven't gotten to my case yet, but eventually they will. And what from here forward? I've never been down that path before, and I didn't choose it. It chose me. So now I'm doing the best I can with it.
Well, Gary Arnell, you have a job?
Yes.
Are you working?
I have an excellent job.
You have a job, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, Gary Arnell's on the phone with us. He doesn't have a job. He'd love an EEOC complaint. He would love a discrimination complaint. He'd give anything to have lawsuits filed against him.
Let me put it to you this way. I once walked down the wrong side of the hallway at a radio station knowing that the program director left his glasses home that day and that he would sort of like bump into the side of me, and there you go, Walter. There's your suit. That's it. It was physical and mental, baby.
Physical and mental. Would you like to guess our mystery voice?
Oh, boy.
Not you, the caller.
Oh, yeah, let the caller do it. I'm clueless on that. Go ahead. Yeah.
I've heard it once, and I don't know. I have no clue who it would be.
But if you, because remember, you're employed, so you have great leverage over both of us. You're way ahead of both of us, but here's the mystery voice.
I break him out of jail, and he shoots me. It's like, what's up with that?
Who do you think that is? You can guess the actor, the part, or the show.
Oh, we'll just do a long shot of Eddie Murphy and something.
What is it? What'd you say?
Eddie Murphy, in his acting, he sometimes does crazy stuff. That sounds like something he would have done.
Really? Well, Joe from Atlanta, listening on WSB, I appreciate the call. That's not right, but I really do appreciate the call. Thank you very much for listening to Sterling on Sunday. Gary, now, I think I know how you can get employed. Would you like to know?
Yes. I mean, we all say this in the business. Oh, there's a couple of projects in the works. There are some legitimately...
No, I don't care.
No, what I want to know is, what's your suggestion? Go ahead.
You need a female partner.
A female co-host.
You need a female partner to start to make podcasts and audition tapes with you.
Yes.
And I think that'll make you 10 times more marketable. What would you look for in a female partner
I would
for
like
the radio?
Right. First of all, somebody's got to understand the value of entertainment in these talk shows. There is an intrinsic value in entertainment. You can be informative. You can be branded. We can have little divergent political ideologies. But you got to realize that it's got to be entertaining, and it can't be a sermon day in, day out, where if you listen to the show on Monday and you don't hear it on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and you put it on Friday, the same bashing against the same ideology and the same people is taking place. So,
how does somebody get in touch with you?
They write me at GaryArnell.com, GaryArnell.com. That's the website. And, Walter, just one quick note. You're controlling the clock. I can't see it from here, but I disagreed with you with your comment earlier tonight about the Grammys. Yes, it took a long time to get in to the awards itself. I'm not a big fan of these shows at all. For instance, at one point in the show, I think it was Alicia Keys, who, by the way, I thought she did a phenomenal job opening.
I thought she looked great in a tight dress.
She did look great in a tight dress, but I also thought editorially she did. I'm usually looking at the dress, but editorially she did a great job. But when she said, make a purchase of the autographs online and the money will go to help the music museum and struggling artists, I'm thinking to myself, what about the struggling guy that just got blown out of Walmart? I mean, yes, I understand the culture and the art.
All right, that's too much. You know, thank you very much for being with us, Gary. Thanks for being with us. I love being with you tonight. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Watch your weather tomorrow. Not bad. Typically winter weather with a parade of weaker systems crossing the country. The headline, though, is going to be snow. Lake effect accumulations off Erie and Ontario and from a developing system on the Front Range of the Rockies. Locally heavy feet of snow in both locations. Along the northeast corner, though, dry. 40s, low 50s down to D.C. Showers for the Carolinas back into eastern Tennessee and along the I-10 corridor over the Florida Panhandle. Rest of the Great Lakes, cloudy and cold. Struggling to get above freezing in Chicago on WLS. North, central, southern plains will be dry, up to 64 in Dallas at WBAB. Then the heavy snow from eastern Montana down to northern New Mexico. Now, that system will plug into new Gulf moisture starting tomorrow. Oh, and don't forget the next Pacific storm. Mountain snow and valley rains from Washington State down to Northern California. No emergencies, but now you are prepared, and your local forecast is coming up. And if you've got any questions, email me, bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
It's the usual edition from Public Radio. Today, Rachel Goldstein Shabazz is on sabbatical. Today, we are celebrating with non-stop coverage of the impeachment hearings. We go to reporter Anna Alicia Monday on the Senate floor.
On Capitol Hill, the impeachment trial is rocking with a three-hour speech by Flash Daddy Adam Schiff. At Public Radio, we believe this trial is as important as the installation of a new pope, but with much less smoke and better food. For a full report, we whip around to Rome and Kelly O'Toole.
In Rome, the crowds on Vatican Square are looking for a sign that the pope will embrace Adam Schiff and ask him to join him in the papacy after his endless impeachment speech. Everyone realized that Schiff had a lot in common with a Catholic sermon. Wait. Yes, the Pope is making a sign. He is nodding to the blessed statue of Mary Pelosi, an Italian icon. Now, we return to the Senate floor.
The usual edition is made possible by a handful of old skewing product endorsements and by the opera in your town, seats always available, and by Real English Granola, endorsed by Canadian-born Meghan Markle, not to be confused with the Chancellor of Germany.
We are proud to announce a brand new line of authentic avocado teas. A purchase goes towards the support of air filters in public radio studios, now in menthol.
We realize there is other news besides the impeachment of bankrupt casino owner Trump. The other news is that all of the women in New York are afraid of his wife. The First Lady has summed up the China trade situation in a matter that offends all.
I haven't had the chance to visit there, and Lance has offered to take me.
First a picnic, and now a night on the town?
Yes.
The picnic was a lot of fun. So different than in China.
We believe in close to hits. Not the actual hit, but something close to it. This version is folksy, not the actual hit, which makes it authentic.
It's unbelievable. This voice, you hear this woman singing? She's 12 years old. 12 years old. Her name's Maya Burns. And it's a remarkable version of Different Drum. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Now we're on KFBK, KMOX. KDKA. It's remarkable, the radio stations that carry this show. And I'm very proud of it. I'm like, just really proud.
I'm a radio company market manager. I get to control the barter for all the restaurants in a 10-block area. I used to work in the hardware department. A media big shot saw me in the screw department and said I was qualified to work in media. Now, you want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our schedule? Well, only one thing matters. Who else is airing Sterling on Sunday?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Pete Spriggs, WSB, number one in Atlanta.
Number one in Atlanta. And this show is number one in Atlanta, which proves, like the rest of the country, the people of Atlanta have suspicious tastes. I love being with you. This is the best thing I get to do all week. This is the best thing I get to do all week. Now, let's do this. Sorry. I want a picture of what you're looking at. It's called a Sterling Snap. Take out that overpriced iPhone of yours and take a picture of whatever you're looking at right now. If you're driving, if your car is moving, please don't take a picture. But if you pull over, next time you take a stop, you get gas, whenever you're not moving, take a picture. And then I post it on Facebook on Tuesday after I recover from this show. And my email is WalterMSterling@gmail.com. S-T-E-R, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Send it to me now, and I'll post it on Tuesday, and then you and I get to share this experience together. Now, everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice.
Like, I break him out of jail, and he shoots me. It's like, what's up with that?
You can either guess the name of the actor, the character he played, or the TV show that he was on. But I want to talk about the insanity of grown-ups. This is what happens when grown-ups have too much free time. Because I look at what our Congress is doing, what our Senate is doing, and I'm like, wait, what? What are they wasting their time on right now? It is disgusting to me, the amount of time and money being wasted on the impeachment trial of the President of the United States, because I have a list of things that I would prefer they spend their time on. Perhaps you'd like to add to this list. I would like them to focus in on moving company scams. How is it possible that any time I have moved from one home to another, in the process of moving, the estimate has gone from, say, $10,000 to move me from here to there to $13,500 mysteriously overnight. And they won't take the things off the truck until I pay them. They'll put it into storage until I pay them the extra $3,500 that they just made up. Every toll road in America Who's this? Why are you buzzing me? Every toll road in America has been paid for. They've all been paid for. There's no need for any toll on any road. Get rid of the tolls. If you're going to do any legislation about our borders, I believe it needs to be signed off on by a Native American. Where is the gang o Native American consultants in Congress or Senate for our border policies? Talk to a Canadian. Before you imagine you want Medicare for all, talk to a Canadian. Canadians will tell you the hell of having Medicare for all. They will tell you the fact that Canadians who have money, they come to the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota to have their procedures done. And that's just the beginning of my list. That's just the beginning of my list of what I would like Congress and the Senate to be focused on, rather than on what? He did a deal with the Ukraine? We don't even know where the Ukraine is. And oh, by the way, President Obama gave the Ukraine no money to defend itself against Russia. No money. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. What do you believe Congress and Senate should be focused on, rather than wasting millions of dollars and hundreds of hours of boring, painful speeches that no sane person would watch? I'm Walter M. Sterling. Yes, I'm live on a Sunday night. And this is Sterling on Sunday. Are you done with your pain in your thumb, your neck, your ankles? Are you done with your pain? Or you just want to keep sitting in it and taking tons of pills that are terrible for you? Why do that? I needed to find something that I could put on my pain and it would go away. I had pain in my thumbs. I had pain in my feet. And I got CBDistillery.com products. CBDistillery.com products. Now, what did that do? They make products made from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. But they extract the product so that what is extracted doesn't make you high and it's not addictive. It just has the ability to remove our pain. I was in so much pain about 2 months ago, I ordered CBDistillery.com products, and they were not a sponsor. I knew nothing about them. I was just looking for something that would work. And I heard that products from the hemp plant work. Well, son of a gun, I put it on my thumbs, which are always killing me. And the pain didn't go away in 15 minutes. It went away right now. It went away right now. Are you tired of sitting in it? Then this is what you do right now. Go to CBDistillery.com. 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 And look at the amazing array of products. They have everything from a, you know, an application stick or a CB Distillery oil. CB Distillery oil in any strength you can imagine. It's not like one or two products like you see at those stupid carts in the mall. This is not a mall product. This is a product made by a real company dedicated to the hemp plant and its ability to remove your pain right now. It works differently for everybody, but I found that if I put it on once, it's good for 2 days. CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter. CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter. What do you get? You put in the promo code 20% off. 20% off. 20% off, CBDistillery.com. There are two very different instant replays. There's the instant replays during the big game Sunday, and that instant replay you just got on your smartphone of someone breaking into your home. Blink cameras are the ultimate goal line defense. They're motion activated. When your Blink camera detects something suspicious, you get an alert on your smartphone with a video replay of what Blink saw. And now you can save 20% on all cameras and systems during Blink's big game sale. Blink cameras are easy to set up. They're wire-free and run on two AA lithium batteries that last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home from anywhere using the Easy Blink smartphone app. No contracts. And Blink works with Alexa. Save 20% on indoor-outdoor cameras and systems now through Sunday, February 2nd. At midnight Pacific time. Visit blinkprotect.com/defense. blinkprotect.com/defense.
Live this weekend where the action is.
Sterling on Sunday, home of the WMCA good guys.
All right, 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Who is the next caller? Who'd you want me to take? Because I'm confused. Oh, John. Hi, John. Hi, John from South Philadelphia. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Listening on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, John.
Hi, Walter. How are you tonight?
Excited to speak to you, as you can imagine.
I want to ask you a question about your advice and opinion on the word debutantes. What is a debutante? What is that all about? I remember when I was younger, I wanted to move to New York City to meet girls. And they said, you don't want to go there. That city's full of debutantes. What is that? What kind of woman is that?
Is this going anywhere, buddy?
That's it. I don't know. You're a very knowledgeable person with an education. So
yeah. A debutante is somebody you and I cannot afford to date.
But I thought there were those gold diggers. They're looking for rich CEOs who live on Fifth Avenue or something like that.
I break him out of jail, and he shoots me. It's like, what's up with that?
Who do you think that is?
Oh, that's my ex-wife, Misayo Hanawa.
Thanks for your call. Thanks very much for calling. 888-688-WALT. Annie from behind the bar. Annie, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Annie works at the bar. She's one of those people who can get the bar crowd excited. She's an activist, an entertainment activist. She's a great bartender. And I am always fascinated by what stories you find intriguing on any given week. Hi, Annie.
Hey, Walter. Could I take a stab at that voice, or should we save it for someone else?
No, you can take a stab at the voice. Let me play it again. It's,
I break him out of jail, and he shoots me. It's like, what's up with that?
It's an actor.
I feel like I want to say squeaky, but I don't know.
Actor, hit show, you can guess the character or the name of the actor.
I have no idea. I just want to say squeaky.
No, it's not squeaky. And okay, it's also, or you could guess the show. You could also guess the show. All right, so what's going on, Annie?
So, as we all know, today Kobe Bryant died, right? And it sparked an interesting conversation at the bar. Because while we were there and we were all trying to get information, it was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we were all trying to figure out what happened. One of the things I checked was Twitter, and Kobe Bryant's final tweet was continuing to move the game forward at King James. That's LeBron James. Much respect, my brother. And it started a conversation for us at the bar. It's like when you're using social media, you never know when your last post is going to be. Is it Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, what have you. Like, imagine you passed away and your final tweet was, I hate too much foam on my latte. And it lives in perpetuity. And in a way, it's your internet final words. So that was a good topic that we were chatting about at the bar today.
Was there a conclusion to it? Did you guys decide what should be happened?
Well, I think essentially what that conversation started was to be more mindful about what you post online, because you never know when it's going to be your last post.
And, you know, there's some companies that have some social networks, some companies that have a feature that allows your loved ones to put in what your last message wanted to be and then shut down your account.
Well, here's the thing. On Facebook, you're allowed to, if you go into your settings, you can set almost like a power of attorney for your Facebook account.
Right.
So it's like, in the instance that I pass away, so-and-so has access to my account so that they can post, whether it's photos or funeral arrangements or what have you, that this person has access to your account for that purpose. But
it's an interesting dilemma. It's an interesting dilemma. Let's go on to another subject. The other subject is Tinder has come out with a button. And the button is that if you're on a Tinder date, there's a panic button on their app that lets you get away from a creep. They will send the police or other help to help you get away from the creep. Have you heard about this?
Yes, I have very much heard about it. Here's the thing. As a bartender, you're always trying to keep your eye on certain dates. We've spoken about Tinder dates and stuff like that at the bar, on the show before. The thing is that you always want to keep your eye on those people because they're complete strangers. They're not being set up by a friend. There's no, social recourse. This is complete strangers meeting up in the hopes of finding love. They're in New York City and actually in a lot of major cities. People have set up something called like an angel shot. Like, hi, can I get you something to drink? And if you say, yeah, I'd like an angel shot, please, that means that you're in trouble with your date, whether they're being inappropriate or you feel scared. That is an indication to the bartender to let them know that you are in an unsafe place and that you need help without sounding too many loud alarms. So with this Tinder account or feature, rather, what I think is really interesting is that even though it's coming off like they're doing good for people, Tinder is still answering to their investors. I think that they're really just trying to suss out the creeps on their network so that they can keep them from getting matched with other people and get higher ratings and get more people engaged.
Got it.
That's me just being cynical, but that's what I think. Like, sure, yeah, oh, you're
well,
trying
how
to do a good
often,
job.
Wait, Annie, bartender Annie, how often do you witness
not that often.
A real not appeal to you to get somebody out of a situation?
Not that often. Usually I break it up with a conversation. Like, if I can tell that people aren't getting along or this or that, I'll chime in with a subject change. Like, if they start talking about politics and things get heated, I'm like, man, it was cold outside today. Hey, do you want something to drink? Blah, blah, blah. And try to, like, break it loose in a different way so that the subject gets changed. That's just a part of who I am and what I do, which is natural. It's not that often. However, there have been a number of cases in the past, like, 2 years or so where with these dating apps and more people are getting involved, and by involved I mean signing up and giving
you know
it
what?
A shot.
You know what? You know what?
Getting
you know
creeped what? Out.
Yeah. Creeped out. All right, next week, Annie, thank you for being on the show. Next week you and
thank
I are going to talk
me.
About what happens with the creeps when a bartender gets the high five to help somebody out. Coming up in just seconds, you are going to and I are going to talk about what happens when grown-ups just have too much free time? They do stupid things like what you and I have seen this week.
I'm a radio company market manager. I get to control the barter for all the restaurants in a 10-block area. I used to work in the hardware department. A media big shot saw me in the screw department and said I was qualified to work in media. Now, you want me to add Sterling on Sunday to our schedule? Well, only one thing matters. Who else is airing Sterling on Sunday?
Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Jim Ferretti, KUFO, Portland. What else do you need to know?
Judy, tell us. God, what's wrong with this? Judy, tell us the terrible joke. Judy from Dallas has a terrible joke for us each week. It's an honor to have Judy on the show. Welcome. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, we love you, Judy. You know that, right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, Walter, what do you call a guy who never farts in public?
A guy who never farts in public?
Yes. It's a, he's a, you call him a private tutor.
Who do I do now? George? You want me to do George? All right, George from south of Philadelphia. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Oh, no, south of Pittsburgh, listening on KDKA. Hi.
Yes, sir. How are you, sir? I think the last thing you had asked, I got a lot of different vibes coming out of there, was how do we feel about how our money is being spent by Congress, Senate, et cetera. I know with the push going into the impeachment.
No, that isn't what I said. Listen to me carefully. This is what happens when grown-ups have too much free time. I'm like, wait, they have nothing else to do? There's nothing else to do than to waste time on what seems to me like a brilliant move by our president? Therefore, I have a list of things that I would rather them do, such as get rid of the tolls, investigate crooked moving companies that steal from us whenever we, you know, we're at our most vulnerable. And what I said was, what else would you like to see these idiots in the Congress and the Senate be doing rather than, you know, having very expensive lunches and making up trouble? They're just making stuff up.
Well, there's a lot to be said on both sides of the aisle, but I voted for this man. But at the same time, I have a fair enough mind, and I want to see what happens. And if he did what they say he did, then, hey, let the chips fall where they may.
What did they say he did?
With the quid pro quo. We're starting to hear that surface again. And what I'm really starting to surface is a lot of the true blue conservatives, neocons, and far rights that were scoffing that nothing would ever get off the ground way back around early to mid-September, when this was not even into its inquiry stage yet, are now posing the questions you just had.
They're asking, when are we going to get rid of the tolls?
I didn't hear anything about tolls.
Are they saying we need to get a group of Native Americans on the committee to determine our border situation? There should be no border laws passed, no immigration laws passed without a group of Native Americans on that committee, because we invaded their country. And then... Then there needs to be a much bigger celebration and embracement, and in fact, a federal certification of the number one holiday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
Hanson Day. Hanson Day is the number one holiday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I thank you for your call at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And then... like I'm watching this crap in Congress and the Senate. I'm like, wait, there are far bigger issues. Every school needs to be air conditioned. You got kids sitting in 85, 88, 90 degree heat, told to learn to read. If I left a kid in the car at 90 degree heat, I'd be arrested and should be. Meanwhile, Miss Smith in second grade is not arrested for letting the kids sit there in 95-degree heat multiple times of the year. Okay, all those schools get federal funding. It should be a requirement that the local school boards air condition those schools before they get one nickel of federal money. Oh, you know, it costs so much money to air condition. Yeah, in the 30s, when you went to school, it did. But now you can get a $120 window unit from Walmart. And if you put a plaque on every school and it said, this school air conditioned by Walmart, I promise you the guys in Bentonville would be very happy to provide that school with the air conditioners for free. Just a wacky thought. I go on. anybody who thinks that we should have Medicare for all has never spoken to a Canadian. Because a Canadian will tell you that their 12-year-old who has spina bifida has to wait 18 months for an X-ray under that free healthcare system. There are many problems with it that never seem to be discussed. The moving companies need to be investigated and put out of business who cross interstate lines, falling under federal jurisdiction. For my move was going to cost $5,000. I arrive and it cost $8,500. Gee, we're not taking stuff off of the truck until you pay us the extra $3,500. Really? These are just some of my top-of-mind thoughts and the single worst nonsense. We are aggressively legalizing marijuana. That's good. Aggressively legalizing marijuana, that's fine. We have legalized alcohol for, you know, since the 1920s. That's legal. But Percocet for grandma? A pain medicine, pure pain medicine that's been proven for 118 years for grandma? That's being criminalized. How does this make sense? This is not making sense. So let's look at what needs to go on the list of what our Congress and our Senate really needs to be investigating and stop wasting time on what is a joke. It's just a joke. Zeke in Freeport, Illinois, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Zeke.
Hello, Walt. How are you?
Well, Zeke, I'm excited about this weather.
Okay, you like winter or something? Or?
Oh, my God, is this the worst?
Yeah, it's dreary.
And I thought for years, I'm so stupid. For years, I thought Lake Effect Snow was sort of a romantic name. And only recently did I come to learn that it means worse. It means worse snow.
It does. And heavy at that. So,
oh.
Like up there in the UP of Michigan there.
So what's up, Zeke?
Well, I just stumbled across your show, and I thought I'd just call and say hello. I was... and honor your freedom to speak freely, and I would ask you to let me do the same. You indicated that you thought this current situation was a joke, and also you didn't really understand it. That gentleman before you, I think, tried to explain it, and it's really, if I could submit to you, really quite simple, and that is simply this. They've really complicated it. It's just simply this. Our president offered or asked somebody to do something in exchange for something that wasn't legal. And that's really all the simple it is. So you call it a joke if you want. It's just plain and simple. It was not right, inappropriate. I mean, you just don't do that unless you're like a mafia guy. That's what mafia guys do, is extort that type of stuff. So I just thought I'd offer you that quick and easy explanation. Maybe you can accept it. Maybe you can't. So.
Do you think any other president has done this? Where'd you go? Zeke, did you leave me? Did he leave me? Zeke, it says you're still on the air. I think other presidents have done this on a regular basis, don't you? He hung up. Too bad. All right, 888-688-WALT. I'm eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I know it's bad manners, but I'm diabetic. And if I don't eat something, the consequences could be far worse. All right, coming up, you and I are going to talk about the biggest scam phone bill I have ever received. And we're going to celebrate Chinese New Year. What else? And man sharing. That's going to be a big topic next week. Our big subject next week during the Super Bowl will be man sharing because I hate football. I have no interest in talking about football. I can't imagine anything duller. So we'll talk about man sharing. Plus, there's an amazing fact out. It doesn't surprise me at all that this epidemic of ADHD among children, gee, it just might be because they're not getting enough sleep. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. It's kind of surprising how few products are just for men. ForHims.com/Walter makes products just for men. They make great hair products, skin lotion, And they even make teas designed to help guys wake up in the morning or go to bed at night. That's right, teas. But what you and I care about is this amazing product. It really is great. A medicine that helps us keep an erection and get an erection anytime we want. Because I love her. And Valentine's Day is coming up, and I love her. And the best way to show it is, yeah, really expensive dinner and diamonds and an erection. Because it's not a social issue. Sometimes guys have trouble getting an erection. It's simple to solve with medicine. The medicine used to cost a fortune, but now it's a generic medicine that we can get from forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. You talk to a doctor. ForHims connects you with a real doctor. The real doctor talks to you, finds out a little bit about your medical history, and determines whether or not the medicine, the little blue pill, is right for you. And if the doctor thinks it is, they will send it to you, plain brown wrapper, to wherever you want it sent. Isn't that great? Nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to be embarrassed about. It's a medical condition that a lot of guys have. Go to forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. Go to the website and find out everything you need to about the product. forhims.com/Walter. Get all of the details, the risks, the rewards, the joys. forhims.com/Walter.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get two lines for just $90 and two new iPhone 11s on us. So you can take a portrait built for two with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get two lines for $90 and two iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with AutoPay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. When you partner with a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free audit on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, right now, upgrade to Windows 10 and get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak with a Dell Advisor, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Don't forget about the environment when making your New Year's resolutions. This year, resolve to recycle more. Reuse paper and plastic bags and get a reusable bag for groceries. Recycle paper, bottles, and cans. Recycle all your old electronics like TVs, computers, and cell phones at appropriate e-waste facilities. And to complete the cycle, buy things like clothes secondhand. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Every Sunday, Face the Nation brings you in-depth interviews with the biggest names in Washington.
Kellyanne Conway, Nancy Pelosi, Lindsey Graham, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
You'll never miss an episode with the weekly podcast from CBS News Radio. Tune in to hear moderator Margaret Brennan and the country's top policymakers discuss today's toughest issues.
What is going on? Is this political conspiracy or is this just incompetence?
The Face the Nation podcast.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Given up. But the boys had a great week. Number one, they drained the swamp. Number two, in Smith's Cove, metal detection expert Gary Drayton found a piece of silver. Gary and the Leginas were all excited. But did you know what? It wasn't silver. It was lead infused with tin. Not CBD oil. Tin. And this particular piece of metal could very well be as old as the lead cross. 700 years old. Knights Templar. Could it be? Now the swamp. The eye of the swamp. Drained. And now they're digging in. They find a piece of what could be a tunnel under the swamp. A tunnel. A tunnel. They also have been finding unusual rock formations. Man-made? Why not? I'm going to tell you, this season of The Curse of Oak Island is going to be ending soon, and this season has been spectacular. With your Curse of Oak Island update, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
Well, Billie Eilish makes history, sweeping all four major categories of the 2020 Grammys. LA native Billie Eilish became the second artist ever to win Grammys for song, record, album, and best new artist in 1 year. That's right. Billie won for best song, best record, best album, and best new artist of the year. No one ever did that before. Congratulations to you. Someday somebody will explain to me what is the difference between best new record and best new song. But no one's going to explain that today. Now, I want to talk to you about this. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to win, to guess the mystery voice in exchange for winning a prize announcement. No other show offers you prize announcements. This is very valuable stuff. Don't minimize it.
Like, I break him out of jail, and he shoots me. It's like, what's up with that?
What's up with that? All right, let's see. What do you want to talk about now? Let's talk about my phone bill. I didn't know it was my phone bill. I get this debt collector bill for a lot of money, like $2,300, from some law firm. And it says it was originally from a different law firm. So first it was a collection agency. First it was a law firm, then it was a collection agency. And I'm like, what is this? What could this possibly be? And then deep in the fine print, it says Verizon. And it's a lot of money. It's not like $300. It's a lot of money. $2,300. I use Verizon prepay. It isn't that. And my wife and kids waste money on Sprint for $280 a month. And that's paid. Or else their phones will be turned off. And that would result in Armageddon. If my daughter's phones were turned off, it would be what? What? Armageddon. Therefore, I'm like, what the hell is $2,300 from Verizon? And it's old, but it just arrived, and it just hit my credit report. I'm like, what the hell is this? I thought we were getting better. About 3 years ago, I stepped into what I consider to be a scam. I see in the window of my Verizon store a sign that says free. Was it? It wasn't iPad. It was some other kind of pad. Free electronic pad. Free computer pad. And I go in, and it turns out if I switched to Verizon and got new Verizon phones, everybody would get an ePad for free. There was no asterisk, no conditions. I would get a new electronic pad, a computer pad, for free. And I get it, and I waste a tremendous amount of time changing to Verizon. Tremendous amount of time. Standing in that store forever. And I'm so proud of myself. I got three new phones and three new electronic pads. And the pads were free. The computer pads were free. And I get them home. And then we start to realize it wasn't that free. Around day 18, we realized that there were charges here that were not mentioned anywhere. And I go to return them. And they say, oh, it says here you had to return them within 14 days. And I'm on day 16. You had to return them in 14 days. That was the amount. 14 days. I'm like, what? I said, well, I'm not going to use them. I don't want them, and we're not keeping the Verizon phones. And I canceled the Verizon phones. I canceled it. Immediately canceled it. We never used the pads, the electronic pads, the computer pads, never used them. the tablets. It was an electronic tablet. We never used them. 3 years later, I'm getting bills for $2,000-$3,000 for these stupid pads that I didn't want. These tablets that I didn't want and have never used. And to me, in my opinion, that's a scam. I'm not paying that bill. I'm taking those pads, if I can find them, those tablets, sending them to the CEO of Verizon, who will not care. And I'm like, screw you. How dare you? How dare you put into collections a $3,000 bill for something I did not want, did not use? It really is disgusting. I could talk about, you know, trouble with the cell phone companies for the rest of my life.
Walter, I must tell you that Pete Spriggs made the best decision to put you on Sunday.
He's a brilliant man.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in the last 2-3 months, I've had my 33-year-old son at the house, as well as my 70-year-old wife. We listen to you. We laugh our butts off. We love this show. I was telling my wife last night that we need to have you on a weekend, Saturday and Sunday. You provide us with the craziest information. My wife in particular, because her deceased mom and dad retired in Florida, and they love Florida stories, and as well as my 30-year-old.
Cool.
Two Miamis.
Yeah.
I thank you very much. It's very generous. Do you have anything else you'd like to share with us, Tony?
Well, you know, you were talking some politics, which you never,
which was
ever,
very
ever
rare.
Do.
But I was trying to contain it in a lead container of, I have other things for them to worry about.
Well, exactly. I think, you know, at the end of the day, when all of this stuff filters out, it's going to be what it's going to be. I mean, you and me, we're just plain old people living here in the U.S., and we're not going to have any say-so in this whole damn mess. I mean, you know, John Roberts, he might have a little bit of a say-so, but, you know, honestly, this whole thing is just, it makes my brain hurt.
Well, it's a complete waste of time and money, because we already know the results. He's not going to be voted. There's not going to be a positive vote for impeachment in the Senate, and that'll be it. Therefore, what have we been wasting time on? Imagine, Tony, if they were spending this time debating how to deal with corrupt moving companies. Imagine if they were saying, okay, in 6 months we're going to get rid of all the toll roads in America, or as I call it in Atlanta, the rich man's road. I'm like, how the hell did this happen, that the focus off of what I need and you need is so far off?
But what is incredible is that our elected officials, first off, when they're running for government, they tell you all of these wonderful stories about what they're going to get passed, and then when they enter office, they do not produce.
No, that they don't produce.
And I mean, I'm in my mid-60s. I've been living this for, you know, since I was 10. Because my mom and my dad, they would educate me about politics and how the system works and all
right,
this sort
getting
of stuff.
Boring. This is boring. This is why I don't talk about politics. But I love you, Tony. Would you like to guess the mystery voice?
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
Like, I break him out of jail, and he shoots me. It's like, what's up with that?
It's a guy on a hit TV show. And you can guess either the show or the actor or the role.
Well, I'm still sticking with Taylor Swift. I know I'm not right about that, but...
Well, it can't
sure
be Taylor Swift,
like Taylor
because
Swift.
As best we know, Taylor is a woman. All right, thanks for your call, Tony. You're a good guy. Thank you so much for your nice words about my show. I desperately need the kind words because my kids are going to go to college soon. Ken from Ohio, welcome. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. You know, in Atlanta, if they want to say screw you, they say bless your heart. In Ohio, they say, oh, no worries. Oh, you're fine. Oh, you're fine. If they say, oh, you're fine, you're dead in Ohio. Am I right?
Right. We drink soda pop in Ohio.
Yeah, you drink soda pop and you put it in a sack.
Yeah.
And
I
you
wanted
think,
to talk about the impeachment and cell phone scams.
Well, let's talk about the cell phone scams.
Well, we have AT&T, and they sent us two collections for a zero balance.
Congratulations. That's a new one. And these are criminal organizations. And remember, the same FCC that controls whether or not I can say weenie on the air generates your phone bill. The FCC controls those phone bills.
Yeah. Can I top this off with a little Donald Trump humor?
Yes, if it's short.
Okay, it's short. Donald Trump was getting ready to get in his limousine and a sniper popped up.
Stop. Thank you. Thank you for dumping it. David in Yucca, Arizona. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Kenny. Kenny in Arizona. Hi. Is Kenny there?
Hello.
Hi, Kenny. Welcome to the big show. Welcome to the big network show.
Oh, this is not Kenny.
Well, I'm... So who is this? Who is this?
Oh, this is David in Bend, Oregon.
Huh. All right. Well, that's even better. Welcome, David. Hi.
Oh, thank you. Walter, I recently heard of your show, and I've tried to listen to it a few times, and I always get pulled away doing something. But I agree with you on the phone. Those little tablets they have, about 5 years ago, I got new phones and those little tablets they give.
Right, the free. Let me re-explain what you and I are talking about. So Verizon a few years ago offered us new phones. Yeah. We converted to Verizon, and we get electronic tablets with them for free. Okay, now go ahead.
Yeah, they were nice little tablets made by Hewlett Packard, I think, HP. And anyway, I ended up getting a bill for about $2,500, $2,800, something like that.
Like what? And what is this?
I paid it off because I didn't want to deal with it, and I quit Verizon.
So, they count on people paying them off, but I don't have the money to pay it off. Therefore, my credit will be ruined.
I had to make payments. I had to make payments every month.
It's unbelievable.
It took me about a year to pay it off. So,
it's a crooked scam, right?
Yes. Yes, sir, it is. It is. And I agree, you know, it's better not to talk religion and politics on the radio. But I'm real political, but I'm not going to get into it. Anyway,
would you like to guess the mystery voice? Would you like to guess the mystery voice for a prize announcement?
Can't. What? I cannot guess it because I don't watch those little shows, the kids' TV shows. So it's the boy you said. I have no idea who it is.
It is the opposite of a kid's show. It was a very adult show. It was about as adult a show as you could imagine, and you watched it. I promise you watched it.
Then Justin Bieber.
No, but I thank you. No. Justin was not in any TV show that I'm aware of. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, 888-688-WALT. Hey, Kim in California, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Kim.
Hi, am I on the air?
You are on the air. Congratulations.
Well, this is an honor. Yeah, you got just the right touch between humor and seriousness. But I think this impeachment thing you should take more seriously, because impeach comes from the word peach. And peach, you know, is a healthy fruit. But King John, when he was fighting, he ate a bunch of green peaches, and he died from stomach problems from eating green peaches. So it just seems to me that it's a very serious thing.
It would be a serious thing if we had any doubt about the outcome. And then we'd pay attention to it. But we already know the outcome. That's why it's an insane waste of money and time. I have
Have you considered this, that those moving companies, they could be impeached, and if they were impeached, then the owners would have to eat 5 green peaches, and that might do them in.
Thank you very much for your call. I love you. You're the best. 888-688-WALT, my Midnight Misfits. It's just us. You and I do not belong. We don't fit in. That's why we work the third shift and love it. The people who get up in the morning, they don't believe that we like working this time. But we do. We love it. And why do we like working at this time? Because those a-holes are asleep. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. There are two very different instant replays. There's the instant replay during the big game, and then there's that instant replay you just got on your smartphone of someone breaking into your home or car. Blink cameras are the ultimate goal line defense. They're motion activated. When your Blink camera detects something suspicious, you get an alert on your smartphone with a video replay of what Blink just saw. And now you can save 20% on all cameras and systems during Blink's big game sale. Blink cameras are easy to set up. They're wire-free and run on two AA lithium batteries. They last up to 2 years. 2 years. I wish I could last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home from anywhere using the Easy Blink smartphone app. There are no contracts. There's no central office. None of that nonsense where, you know, the police are coming for no reason. And Blink works with Alexa. It's set up to work with Alexa. It's an Amazon company. Let Blink help watch your home while you're watching the big game. You can relax and not worry about anything. I have a Blink camera pointed at my garbage cans because I want to know who's going through that garbage at night. And I've got a Blink camera outside my laundry room door so I can see when my kids are coming and threatening my peace. Visit blinkprotect.com/defense. Save 20% on indoor and outdoor cameras and systems now through Sunday, February 2nd at midnight Pacific time. Visit blinkprotect.com/defense. 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 I'm Walter Sterling, and I love forhims.com/Walter. Why? Because there need to be more companies dedicated to you and me. There need to be more companies dedicated to guys. This is a company that has great products just for men. They have hair products, skin and lotion products. They even make tea. But what you and I care about is the fact that we can now get the little blue pill at the right price from forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. Get the little blue pill. And then you can get an erection on demand. On demand. forhims.com/Walter. You can get the little blue pill only with a conversation with a doctor. Go to the website. Get all of the information, all of the details, information about the risks. forhims.com/Walter. Yo quiero Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell. Next week, we're going to have man sharing will be our subject during the Super Bowl, because I have no interest in sports. I have no interest in football. I don't understand anything about it. I've only understood one thing about football in many, many years. I understand Trevor Lawrence and Clemson. I can see what God has done for Trevor Lawrence. I get it. And I understand Terry Francona. I can see that Terry Francona is a brilliant manager of the Cleveland Indians. I can see what he does. Everything else is a great mystery to me. I don't get it. Let's talk about Chinese New Year. This is Chinese New Year. I don't hear about this on the radio. I just hear people screaming at the Democrats. It's Chinese New Year. There are some interesting things about Chinese New Year that I didn't know till very recently, among which the Chinese do most of their major business deals this week. This is it. But if you've ever been in a Chinatown, a real Chinatown, at 2 a.m, it's a remarkable experience. I often go to Chinatown in New York City after I get off the air. And a couple of reasons for that. Number one, the restaurants, many of them are open all night. They're not like some stupid deli in Cleveland that close at 2 p.m. These are real restaurants that are open all night. If you go into a restaurant, a Chinese restaurant, at 2 in the morning in Chinatown in New York or San Francisco or Los Angeles, the minute you step in, you are in a very different world. Because over there in the corner, underneath the strange lanterns and all of the things hanging on the wall, there are about 23 people sitting at a big round table eating food out of giant bowls. And it's not food that's on the menu. It's food that you and I are not going to be served. You and I have to know how to order that food. But that's not the interesting part to me. The interesting part is whenever I have walked into a Chinese restaurant at 2 in the morning, the group of people at the big round table, kind of hidden in the corner, the minute they see me, they get real quiet. They look at each other. They look at me. They look at the waiter and they assess whether or not I'm a undercover cop or an FBI guy or just an enemy of some sort or a bill collector or the landlord. But they have a whole world going on at that table. And then when I sit down and I order my steamed dumplings, which are incredible, oh, the dim sum, the steamed dumplings at 2 in the morning in a real Chinese restaurant, it's incredible. When I start to eat them, then they quietly, slowly resume what they were doing. And it's a remarkable experience. But I had a Chinese New Year unlike any other person ever. There was, in fact, there was exactly one other person had this Chinese New Year the way I had it. And it was a life event. I was in fourth grade. I was in Miss Robinson's fourth grade at Jefferson School in Maplewood, New Jersey. And this was a time when every city in America had a live local children's television show. The Romper Rooms, shows like that. And kids fought for months or years to get a seat at these TV shows. It was a life event. And in New York City, the show was Wonderama. Wonderama was a four-hour show every Sunday hosted by Sonny Fox. And Sonny Fox looked like Sonny Fox. He was 6 foot five. He's still alive. 6 feet five. $4,000 suits. Handsome, charming, funny, full of energy. Just like, wow. You know, and he didn't do a goofy character. He looked like your dad in a business suit, except he did a much more interesting thing. He performed this children's show every Sunday morning for 4 hours on Channel 5 in New York City. It was an incredible experience to watch this show, to watch it end to end. It was like, whoa. And he didn't just do cartoons and goofy characters and Simon Says. There was a lot of interesting information and actually some newsmaker interviews. The first time I saw Robert Kennedy was on this show. I wrote for tickets. And 2 years later, I get a letter saying, you're invited to come and be a guest on Wonderama, to participate in Wonderama. That was the name of the show. And what happened? That episode of Wonderama was life-changing. The events that took place as a kid on Wonderama was remarkable. But the best part of it was that I was participating in Wonderama on January 26th, the date I will never forget, on Chinese New Year. It was going to be aired Chinese New Year. And how I got to participate in Chinese New Year was both the most thrilling thing that ever happened to me and the most traumatic thing that ever happened to me. And I will share that with you coming up in just seconds. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I'll have the update on the Grammy winners for you in just seconds. And I'll tell you about what we're going to talk about next week, which is man sharing. Man sharing. That's coming up next week. This is Sterling on Sunday.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras?
Getting her first. Winner takes all. I mean,
It's going to be pretty hard to get that one. All right. I'm going to go first.
No, I want to go first.
No, I want to go first.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Ugh. Deal.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Aha.
Okay, then go already. Hurry up.
I'm going to take my turn. I'm going to take my sweet time.
Get out of here.
Hi, Bella. I was just wondering, is there anything I could help you with?
Oh, no, I think I'm fine. If you guys just want to hang out in the other room, I'll only be like another hour, and you can help yourself to anything in the fridge.
You're so sweet.
Thank you.
You're so, so, so pretty, too.
Thank you, Bella. You are so pretty as well.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
You know, right now we have a good friend listening. We have Brian Ray listening. And what annoys me about my good friends is when they don't call in. Like, they'll send me texts. Hi, I'm on the air. So if you want to communicate with me, why don't you call in? That's what people do. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Brian Ray is a really good guy. And at the darkest moment of my life, he was there with the best piece of information he could have ever given me. And that was, what was that, 28 years ago, Brian? It was 28 years ago, except that we both look much better now than we did then. I was talking about the time that I was on Wonderama in New York City, because this is Chinese New Year, and it always reminds me of that. Okay, Wonderama was a kids' TV show that had a pretty large audience of kids. About 100 kids each week would come to this show. And to get a ticket, to get one of the seats on Wonderama, was a huge event. I came to learn later that you either had to be an advertiser's kid, or, as Sonny Fox told me, one of my mother's friend's kids. But I was just a kid living in Maplewood, New Jersey, and I wrote in a letter and asked for a ticket, and I get a letter 2 years later. And it was the most beautiful letter I had ever seen. It was on the television station stationery, gold embossed stationery, in a nicely typed envelope. And it said, "You will be on Wonderama on January 26th. And it turns out that was Chinese New Year that year. And this is what happened. First, we go to the studio. My grandmother took me. This was a big trip to go into New York City. This was a big trip. And we had to be there like at 8 in the morning. Taping went from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon because it was a 4-hour show and they stopped a lot. Now, we get public transportation. My grandmother couldn't drive. We get into the city. We find the station. And now we get in line. And it was freezing. We get in line. We get inside. I get a chair. They whisked away my grandmother. Where they took her to was the sponsor's booth, looking down upon the studio. And what I didn't know, we left early, and my grandmother just left the house. We get to the studio. She hadn't eaten anything. Well, it turns out, although we got sandwiches as the kids, they did not give the parents anything to eat. My grandmother was up there for 8 hours without anything in her stomach, and she was 4'11". She was starving. And they wouldn't let her leave because she had to be responsible for me. They wouldn't let the parents leave, and they wouldn't feed them. Seems kind of cheap, Metro Media. Seems kind of a cheap move. But anyway, this was on January 26th, and it was Chinese New Year. And they decided to celebrate Chinese New Year on the show. Well, how did they do that? They did that by putting out a table with traditional Chinese New Year silverware, dinnerware, accoutrements, and a Chinese family. There was a mom and a dad and a kid and another kid. And then the host looked around and wanted two kids to join them for Chinese New Year dinner. The genius move of my mother is she put me in a red sports jacket. And immediately, I was picked, and a girl was picked. A little girl was picked. We were both in fourth grade. We were both picked to be on the set of Wonderama, at the table to join the Chinese family for Chinese New Year with Sonny Fox. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, I hit the fourth grade home run. There was no greater home run than to be at this table on Wonderama at Chinese New Year. And by the way, whoever that little girl was who was at that table, boy, wouldn't that be amazing if I could ever find out who that was. Who was on Wonderama with me at the Chinese New Year table? That would be quite something. That would be finally a useful purpose for Facebook. That would be a useful purpose for Facebook. All right, now the show was taped on January 26th, and it was aired February 4th. Imagine that happened in fourth grade, and I remember those dates to this day. Well, now we're sitting there, and Sonny is explaining what's going to happen at this traditional Chinese New Year. And they gave us each a little red envelope that we were supposed to open that would have a treat for us in it. Great. I'm way ahead. But they served the food. And as they served the food, I realized that there was a major problem. There was a major problem with the food that they were going to put on my plate. There it was, going from each person, the dumplings, the chicken fried rice. Who knows what they put on at our table. It didn't matter. I was on Wonderama. I was at the table at Wonderama with Sonny Fox and a kid and a Chinese family to celebrate Chinese New Year. But what happened next was a traumatic event, only counterbalanced by the fact that I was the center of attention. And I will share that with you in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. There is no reason to continue living with your pain. I want you to go like this, go, and relax and feel your body and feel where is your pain. Everybody has a little pain or a lot of pain, maybe in your back, your hips, your feet. I have it in my feet and I have it in my thumbs because of the way I use my laptop. I use it wrong because I'm stupid, but the result is pain. And one day I said, you know, I don't want this anymore. I have to get rid of this. I didn't want to take pills or any of that nonsense. And I'm not going to go to a whirlpool bath. I mean, look at me. So I went online and I looked for products made from the hemp plant that I could apply on my skin that would remove the pain. And I found CBDistillery.com, CBDistillery.com. And I found dozens of products that they made. It wasn't like one or two products at the mall, you know, one of those kiosks. No, this is a real company dedicated to finding uses for the hemp plant that will help us feel better. CBDistillery.com. They have oils, salves, sticks. It's remarkable, the array of products and the array of dosages that they have for different hemp-based products. It's a great company. I put on the CB Distillery salve on my thumb joints, and the pain went away instantly. It may be different for you. Think about your pain. Now it's gone. And what I found is that when my pain was gone, not only didn't I feel it, but I felt lighter. I felt better. It was great. CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter. CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter. CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter for 20% off. Did you hear me? CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter. Sterling on Sunday, what a pleasure to be with you. It's Chinese New Year, and when I was in fourth grade, I got to celebrate Chinese New Year in a very unique way. There was a kid show in New York City called Wonderama, hosted by Sonny Fox. It was 4 hours every Sunday and was the most coveted ticket in kiddom. Kids would fight for this ticket. Usually to get on Wonderama, you had to be an advertiser's child, or you had to be an executive's child, or you had to be a friend of Sonny Fox's mother, the host's mother. But after 2 years of waiting, I got a ticket, and I'm on this episode on January 26. It turns out it was Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year. He picked two kids out of the audience, a boy and a girl, to join a Chinese family and him, Sonny, on this formal, traditional Chinese New Year table. He picked me because my mother had the good sense to have a red jacket, put me in a red jacket. But I'm in showbiz, man. I'm in showbiz. He puts me at the table. I'm there. There's this girl. And it's just us. Now they start to serve the food. And I'm very happy because, why? I'm the center of attention. Everything's going well for me. This is it. Finally, in fourth grade, I will be popular. Because up until then, I was on no teams. I was not popular at all. I was the unpopular kid. I was the opposite of popular. I repelled popularity. But this was going to save everything. Finally, I would be popular because I was on Wonderama. And I was on a very long segment. In fact, I was on the special segment of Wonderama that week. I was on the Chinese New Year. Well, now they put the dumplings in front of me. And then they go around again and they put the orange chicken in front of me. And Sonny is asking, what is this symbolic of? And then we have tea. And he's explaining the whole ceremony of Chinese New Year to us. He's teaching us about Chinese New Year. It's a delicate and lovely process. I felt very special because this was very special. This, in Northeast, in the Northeast part of the country, this was the ultimate in kiddom. To be on Wonderama was the ultimate in kiddom. And I was on three different segments of Wonderama. I'll put a photo of myself on Wonderama up on my Facebook page, the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. My father sat in front of the TV set with a Polaroid camera and took pictures of me on Wonderama. And he made an 8mm movie of me on Wonderama, which they said would not work, but it did. It was God's cinematography. There was no way that my family was going to miss out on photographs of me being on Wonderama, black and white and all. Yes, I'm aging myself. Who cares? Now, it comes around to me. They put all the food in front of me, and now it's time to eat, which would seem to be a blessed and wonderful event. I'm going to eat on television on Wonderama. Where's the fork? There was no fork and no spoon. No fork and no spoon was a significant problem. It was a significant problem. And because you see, there are the chopsticks. Now, what am I supposed to do with the chopsticks? How are the chopsticks supposed to be my friend? What am I supposed to do with them? And they show us how to use the chopsticks, which I had never seen before. I didn't know they existed before. Even though a billion people use them, I didn't know they existed. But there they were, the chopsticks. Suddenly became the greatest threat to my popularity since Chuck Sapp threatened to beat me up every day on the way to school. There were the chopsticks. And I'm left-handed. And all the kids are picking them up. The Chinese kids are, you know, they're using them like steam shovels. The nice blonde girl who had come up with me, she's using it easily. Sonny's using it. And then Sonny realizes that I couldn't use the chopsticks. He looks and he looks and he says, Walter, it looks like you're using them like stilts. And then everybody laughed at me. Now, I learned everything I needed about my ego at that moment. Another kid would have been crushed and defeated to be on television and be made fun of by the host. I was thrilled at the attention. Sonny Fox was making fun of me. He was making fun of me. Score! Win! I was successful. I was on television. I was in show business. People wonder why people would go on the Jerry Springer show. and go on and have a fiance, a guy go on, and there's his fiance, and she says, well, you know, yes, I've been cheating with your brother, and I'm also a prostitute. And that's the first time he learns about it, is on the Jerry Springer Show, that his fiance is a prostitute and sleeping with your brother. And people go, why would you put yourself through that? Why would you put yourself through that? And the answer is, they're on television. They got to be on television. And, and there it is. I got to be on television. Years later, I'm working at Sirius XM. And one of the codes of conduct at Sirius XM is that no matter what celebrity comes through the hallways, you'll be cool. You'll be cool about this. Mick Jagger goes through, Aerosmith goes through, all these stars would go through, McCartney would go through, and you don't do anything. You don't stand up, you just be cool, you pretend like this is normal life. And I did that for how many years? 8 years. 8 years I consulted Sirius XM, 8 years. And that's how I behaved. You know, I didn't jump up, I was cool, I was fine, and all that. Until one day, who walked through the halls? Sonny Fox. Sonny Fox walked down the hall, and he's 6'5", in a $4,000 suit, $1,000 shoes, and he looks like what? He looked like Sonny Fox. And instinctively, intuitively, I jumped up and ran down the hall. I said, Sonny, oh my gosh, we've met before. And he looked at me and goes, I'm not so sure I want to hear this. And there it was. But it was a great experience. There I was on Wonderama, the ultimate in kid land, the pinnacle of kid experience. That would be something if that girl who was on Wonderama and I ever met, ever found out about each other, ever found a way to get into contact. That's a good reason for Facebook. This has been a very exciting show. It's been arousing in many, many ways. I think you'll agree. Every email I get gets answered. Here's my email address. It's Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Oh, my gosh. And I can't forget to do this. I have a podcast, because there's nothing more important than a podcast today among American media people. Because even though I can reach, I don't know, easily 500,000 people in any given 15 minutes on KDKA, KMOX, WSB, KMBZ. I can reach, I reach about 500,000 people in any given 15 minutes on this medium. My gosh darn it, we have to make a podcast and reach 183 people. That's the most important thing I can do. And therefore, I do that. It's called Midnight Misfits. There are things I can say on the podcast that I cannot say on the air, and I love to talk to you on the podcast, but it's a pain in the butt to make. There is no bigger pain in the butt for a radio guy to make than a podcast. Anybody who tells you they like making the podcast, they're lying. But I do it for you. I do it for you. You can find it on radio.com and iHeartMedia.com, the iHeartMedia app, and on the Apple iTunes app. The name of the podcast is Midnight Misfits. Midnight Misfits, because that's what you are. And the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.